He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, the buoyant edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. The market Dow up 273 points right now. That's a 1% move to the upside. The S&P also up big, 1.1% there. The S&P is up 32 points to 2,919 in its quest to retake 3,000 again. And the NASDAQ is in a quest to retake 8,000. It needs another 33 points. It's at 79.67. The NASDAQ is up 111 points today. The Russell 2000 also having a big day. It's up 1.4%. It's a big risk-on move in the market today. Crude oil up. And the bond market up four ticks to 1.50. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson as we get ready for a Labor Day weekend, kind of an end of summer party taking place here. I always used to hate, Paul, seeing Labor Day come along. Now, we used to go back to school after Labor Day. And so when you saw those Labor Day sales and back-to-school sales, oh, that meant summer was over. Back to school. It seemed, you know, I talked to the kids around here. They go back in mid-August here in Mount Pleasant. So things are a little bit different in this part of the world. But anyways, it is what it is, and we have a very good day going on in the market so far today. The word calm, okay? Can you pull up the symbol calm, Paul? C-A-L-M? I don't think there is such a symbol. Maybe there is.
There is.
But that's the word. Yeah, there is? Okay. What is it? Oh, Calmaine eggs.
Calmaine food,
right?
Yeah.
Well, an omelet makes me nice and calm in the morning. But we do have calm in the markets and calm in the trade war between the U.S. and China. So I guess, you know, I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of controversy over whether or not China was wanting to sit down at the table once again and eat some calm omelets together with President Trump. And at least today, the market thinks there is some kind of action taking place. Well, before we dig into today's news, yesterday was kind of all over the map. Yesterday, we ended up a little bit, we did, up ourselves. But most of the action yesterday was mostly in the energy patch. There was a big rise in oil prices. I have no exposure to the energy patch. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, was a little bit weak yesterday. The software stocks in particular, you know, Autodesk missed their earnings estimates, and that kind of spread throughout the whole tech, especially software sector. So it was kind of a mixed-up market yesterday. It got a little bit better towards the end of the day, but, you know, there was not a lot taking place. I looked all day long, and I couldn't find much. The ones that stood out to me yesterday, AutoZone, A-Z-O. Dollar Tree had a huge day yesterday, and we'll talk about Dollar Tree today. And Dollar General, where I get my wardrobe, Dollar General also had a very good day yesterday. And it is in the news today. We'll talk about that today. Those were the stocks that I sent out tweets about. I'm at Bill Gunderson on StockTwits, where I have 56,000 followers, and I'm also on Twitter. Okay, the rhetoric eases, okay? That's the official word today. the two countries are discussing face-to-face talks to be held in the U.S. in September. There a song like that, See You in September? According to China's Commerce Ministry, I thought they weren't willing. Now they're saying they are, which said it's willing to resolve the trade war with a calm attitude. Well, is that possible? We'll see. We'll see. Because there is a happy trigger finger out there with one hand on Twitter at all times. On the economic calendar, a second reading of U.S. GDP growth will be released today. That has been released, and we'll get to that in a moment. There was an interesting article here today. The yield on the 30-year Treasury, which is now below 2%, that is lower than the dividend yield from U.S. stocks. And Jonathan Golub, who's a U.S. equity strategist for Credit Suisse, you know, he's saying, you know, people ought to buy stocks that pay dividends. You're getting a bigger dividend yield than you're getting on the U.S. Treasury. But, Paul, how much difference in risk is there between a 30-year Treasury S&P 500 stocks?
Stocks are certainly more volatile.
Huge difference. Yeah, huge difference. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a very poor, you know, reason to buy stocks is because, well, they now yield more than the 30-year Treasury. But
right.
The difference in risk is exponential, okay?
Yeah.
Jonathan Golub, he says it's a really big deal. Well, okay, Chief U.S. Equity Strategist for Credit Suisse. If your primary concern is steady cash to live off of, then the idea that you can get a better return of capital from equities is important. Okay, that's true. And you're going to continue to get those dividends, but it's that principle that I talk about all the time, total return. He says a recession, however, could put dividends at risk. Well, yeah, not to mention the danger of a big fall in share prices. Okay, so what good is a 2% dividend yield if the stock loses 25 or 50% in the next recession? So I just see a useless article. Interesting statistic, however, that the dividend yield of the S&P 500, which very unusual, is now higher than the 30-year treasury. Take a look. While I'm going on this next story, see where we're at on the yield curve right now, the 2 and the 10. Okay, we got another guy, the Richmond Fed's president, Tom Barkin, saying he's barking out these words, the U.S. economy looks great, but risk lurk. Is that showing up in the yield curve today? Where is that yield curve at?
So the 2 year is 1.52 and the 10 years 1.50. So we're still inverted.
Oh, so we're inverted by 2 basis points today. I think the widest spread this week's been about 6 basis points, but many people, including myself, are saying that, you know, in a central bank world of dovishness, I'm not so sure that the inversion of the yield curve is as accurate of a predictor as it used to be. Well, the Fed president, the Richmond Fed president, says if you look at the data, the national economy appears great. Okay, there's a superlative, great, G-R-E-A-T, great, in his prepared remarks for the West Virginia Chamber of Commerce annual meeting. He points to unemployment at 50-year lows, solid GDP growth, and strong consumer spending. You hear that, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and whoever else? You're going to have to overcome if this economy does remain in this kind of shape. That's a big hill to climb and overcome. And, of course, they're hoping for a weakening economy between now and next November. But he does point to, Barkin does, weaker international economies. Well, yeah, certainly there is. Now, if the U.S. and China can solve this and get a deal going, that could really ignite the global economy. And I see one guy's accusing Trump of stringing this out until right before the election. A few months before the election, we have a deal. Well, we'll see. It's all interesting to watch. But Barkin gave no clues to what the Fed's next move might be. Here's what he said. We are monitoring the July cut's impact. Okay, when we come back, you ever watch that movie, The Big Short? I never did. But Michael Burry, who was the one who bet against mortgage securities, he's got a particular class of stocks that he loves right now. Should we listen to him again this time? Well, when we come back, there's three names that he throws around here. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, Michael Burry, who made his name after betting against mortgage securities before the 2008 crisis, now sees an opportunity in going long on small companies. Well, you know, I can just say that, you know, every week in the newsletter, I put out a 5-year or a 1-year target price for the S&P 500, and I also put one out for the S&P 600, which is the small cap index. And my own numbers show that the small caps have 20% upside potential over the next 12 months. The S&P 500 far less than that. But the momentum side of the equation, which for me is the other half of that equation, small cap stocks look really bad from a momentum point of view. And in fact, that S&P 600 is on a sell signal. But here's what Burry's case. With money pouring into exchange-traded funds and other index-tracking products that lean towards large companies, well, I agree with that, Burry says smaller value stocks are being ignored. Burry's Scion Asset Management has recently disclosed major stakes in 4 small-cap companies in the U.S. and South Korea. Now, the 2 he gives in the U.S., I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. GameStop? That's his long recommendation there. He's the guy that stepped up to the plate and put some money in GameStop, which has gone from $57 a share back in 2013. It's now $3.90 per share. The other one he gives is even worse, in my opinion. It's Tailored Brands, and if you're wondering who Tailored Brands is, that's the combination of Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Banks when they finally had to merge to survive. And you've got Tailored Brands is trading at a P.E. ratio of 2 right now for good reason. You know, I think personally it's a doomed company. You get this, Paul. Let's put Tailored Brands, let's put the stock in our bond portfolio. We can juice the yield. Tailored Brands has a yield of 14.2%. Well, to me, that's a strong indication of very poor fundamentals underneath. I'm not with Burry. You know, sometimes these guys will make a big call that's a life changer, you know, and make him famous. They make a movie about him, and then they're never right again. Okay, I've seen that happen many, many times. I do not like, I do agree that there's more upside potential in small caps right now than large caps, but why would all of a sudden all that money that's been pouring into ETFs, I think it's just going to continue to chase these big, large stocks like Procter & Gamble, etc. Why would it all of a sudden shift to the small caps, and especially poor ones? I mean, these are 2 of the worst stocks. Let's just look up the app, okay? Let's just see what Gunderson says about Burry's 2 picks here. TLRD. Tailored Brands is currently ranked at number 1,734. I thought it'd be even worse than that. And GameStop is ranked at number 3,755 out of 5,320. I'm not with Burry on that one. Okay, the next story. Ninth sovereign debt default for Argentina. You know, Argentina has one of the higher interest rates in the world. But, you know, investing in their bonds has not been a good strategy over the years, chasing that yield. You know that they've defaulted 8 times on their bonds? Well, Argentina is looking to restructure its debt again with the International Monetary Fund and bondholders in an effort to stem a confidence crisis that has upended the country's financial markets. Well, I've said many times that there's a lot of risk investing in South America. And even in the big countries like Brazil and Argentina, there's a lot of risk. The nation will now delay $7 billion of payments on short-term local debt due this year and will seek a voluntary reprofiling of $50 billion of longer-term debt. You know, that's not good news. When you own a bond and all of a sudden, hey, it's April 6th. I was supposed to get a payment by now. Have you seen the payment come in, honey? You know, you're talking, no, I haven't seen it. And then you get a letter saying, yeah, you know, we're not going to pay for a while till we get our house straightened out. Well, that's happened 8 times where Argentina has actually walked away from these bonds. And that's all they're good for is maybe napkins, you know, on your dinner table or whatever, an Argentinian bond. But now they're looking at the 9th time of defaulting on their bonds. How important is a little bit of research, Paul, on those bonds before, you know, I saw another one up here. I saw a bank stock, let's see, BBVA, which I believe is headquartered in Spain. Okay, let me just look up, because I saw some big yields on that thing. It was about 7 or 8%. I said, I wonder where that thing is ranked.
Banco Bilbao.
In our best stocks now app, and it was ranked at number 3,300. And I said, no, you know what? No wonder they're offering such a high dividend yield. And yet I see people all the time chasing dividend yield and looking the other way on the risk to their principal. GDP, 2% is now what they're expecting, 2%. Well, that was the revised number for quarter two. I guess that's the final number. How many times are they going to revise this thing? Jobless claims up 4,000, only 215K. Again, we're at 50-year lows on unemployment. Okay, individual stocks to talk about today. Microsoft, AstraZeneca, JCPenney, Tesla, Best Buy, a gold stock, Ollie's Bargain Outlet, Guess, Abercrombie and Fitch, Five Below, Burlington, Okta, Dollar Tree, Dollar General. I'm going to have to talk as fast as the chipmunks here to get through all of this, but it should be fun. We're having a good day in the market so far. Are we hanging on to those gains? Yes, we are. Absolutely hanging on to those gains. The symbol of the day is calm. C-A-M. China does want a calm resolution. Now, whether that's possible or not with our Twitter finger happy president, you know, that's another story. But right now, market very buoyant today. This is Gunderson and Carlson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, one of the factoids that has been lost in all of the buzz here recently, you know, Microsoft is still a trillion-dollar company as I look at it today. $1.5 trillion. Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives says Microsoft is in an enviable position heading into the rest of 19 and 20 on the heels of its cloud success. Now, our intern, Josh, who left last Sunday, he's almost driving across country to his college in Utah, and his father is an expert in the cloud software arena. And his father was telling me that, you know, Microsoft is a major player in the cloud. Of course, Amazon's a player in the cloud, and AMD's a player in the cloud, and many others. Well, Wedbush is now agreeing with what Josh told me, is that Microsoft is in a very enviable position in the cloud. Their head is in the clouds, and the stock is also in the clouds. We own the stock in our dividend and growth portfolio. No, it doesn't have a 6% dividend yield, does it, Paul? 1.4 is all. Just a paltry little 1.4%. Now, when you were in Seattle, did you run into any Microsoft people? Of course, it's headquartered there in Redmond.
We did.
You did?
A couple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know that Bill Gates owns an island there. There in the Seattle area. And I recently wrote up Microsoft in the Seeking Alpha. I just took on all of these articles that I see on Seeking Alpha about high dividend yielders that have terrible fundamentals underlying those dividends. It's a sucker bet. And I said, you know what? I would much rather have a reasonable dividend yield and capital appreciation. And believe it or not, I mean, over the last 10 years, Microsoft, even you consider it a more mature company, it is still doubled. It's doubled the returns of the S&P 500 over the last 10 years. Over the last 3 years, it's quadrupled the returns of the, and that's total return. That's the dividend yield plus the capital appreciation of the shares. And we currently own Microsoft in our dividend and growth portfolio, which is having a good year. And once again, I would rather own a 1.5% to 2% dividend payer with good capital appreciation potential, as opposed to a 6% dividend payer with very little. I know I belabor this point a lot, but as I read these articles on Seeking Alpha, I think that's one of the biggest mistakes investors are making today, especially retirees, and it's because of the low interest rates out there. They're chasing dividends. You have to look at the quality of the underlying asset before you chase those dividends. Okay, so Microsoft in an enviable position in the cloud, of all things. Okay, the next story is we're going to go to Forever 21. You know, I saw a guy that recently wrote on Seeking Alpha about a REIT, Brookfield Properties, and I first thing I thought is, they own a malls. And these malls are not doing real well right now. Well, Forever 21 is weighing a bankruptcy filing. They occupy a lot of mall space across the country. The other one that has exposure there is Simon Property Group, SPG. And SPG has been, look at the chart on SPG, Simon Property Group, which is one of the biggest owners of malls and shopping centers. Now, is this not a, yeah, okay, here's a prime example of what we're talking about. You know what the dividend yield on Simon Property Group is right now? 5.6%. But the stock this year has gone down. Let's see, it recently hit a high of 186. Now it's 148. Ouch. So there goes your dividend and then some up in smoke. And, you know, the guy that wrote the article about Brookfield Property, he was crowing about their dividend yield. But he may end up eating crow because they also have a lot of exposure. Brookfield Property REIT is yielding 6.9%. No thanks. The exposure to a lot of these, you know what? If you insist on those dividend yields, you can hedge your portfolio with EMTY, EMTY, which is a short ETF on these mall-based stocks and people with exposure to the mall. Speaking of which, JCPenney up 8%, more insider buying. You know, I'm just going to comment on insider buying, insider selling. I've never found it to be a very reliable indicator because they buy for all kinds of different reasons. They sell for all kinds of different reasons. Do you think I'm going to go running into JCPenney and buy the stock just because an insider is buying the stock? I don't think so. JCPenney, in my book, just like Sears, is another doomed franchise. But you know what the stock is doing on that news that an insider's buying today? It's up 29% today. Paul, let's see if we can short that. You think there's any? Are there any JCPenney shares floating around to borrow to short? Well, anyways, the stock, it's 82 cents today. Up 29 cents. They don't pay a dividend. Poor JCPenney, headquartered in Plano, Texas. But up 29% today, insider buying. It's considered a penny stock now.
They have bonds okay. coming here. They don't have the cash.
No, no. How much debt does JCPenney? I'm going to take a look at their debt to equity. So they've lost money for the last 3 or 4 years. The cash is drying up. Their debt. To debt to equity ratio, I can't find it right off. There it is, 335%. They have four times as much debt as they have equity. To me, that spells BK. All right, and you're going to buy it because the insider's buying it? I don't think so. Okay, let's look at Best Buy. Now, there's one that has survived so far, the onslaught. But you know what? All of this type of stuff that Best Buy has in their store, I don't know about you, but I buy it online. Best Buy, I think, has a big dividend yield, too. Well, 2.9%. Headquartered in Richfield, Minnesota, Best Buy is down 10% today. Okay, there's another one. I'm sure there's a lot of REITs out there that have Best Buy as a tenant, and Best Buy's earnings, they beat by 9 cents. They missed on revenue. Yeah, I'm not buying Best Buy either. I think it's too much of a, I think it's under fire from the online retailers. Okay, one more here before we, let's do a gold stock, okay? Let's see how they're doing. They cooled off just a little bit yesterday. There's one in the news today, Sibanye, out of South Africa, which also owns Stillwater. I remember them. Headquartered in South Africa. That stock's hitting a new 52-week high today. Just for fun, let's see where it's ranked in the Best Stocks Now app today, SBGL, and we do own a few gold stocks now here at the firm. SBGL's ranked number 1,301. So I would say there's better gold stocks out there, but it is hitting a new 52-week high today. Okay, this last story before the break. The lesson here is having a sell strategy. And, Paul, you know that at one time we owned Ollie's Bargain Outlet, O-L-L-I. We right. don't own any today because right. it broke my line in the sand several weeks ago. And I sold the stock. Look what's happening to O-L-L-I today. The stock is down $21 per share, 27%. It's the disaster du jour. And it points to the reason for having a sell strategy. You have to put some kind of a leash. You can't just let your German Shepherd roam the neighborhood freely without some kind of a leash, or you're going to get bit. And Ollie's Bargain Outlet shareholders, OLLI, are getting bit badly today by a rabid dog, down 27%. You gotta have a sell strategy. This is Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, our featured stock of the day coming up.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The market has come back a little, but we're still up 210 on the Dow and 87 on the NASDAQ. Back in 2011, I wrote a book called Best Stocks Now. 2011, Unconventional Picks from a Pro. And I'll just read a little bit here from page 83, the Dollar Tree story. Call it a sign of the times, if you will. Today's economy and the changing demographics of America have been of great benefit to Dollar Tree. Ah, what the heck? It's only a dollar, is what customers generally say as they toss item after item into their shopping carts. It's obviously a business model that has worked well. Just look at the returns that investors have thrown into their shopping carts. This is obviously an industry with heavy competition and a very low barrier to entry, but somehow Dollar Tree has been able to stay ahead of its competitors up until now. It's too bad the stock shares are not only a dollar. Well, at the time they were split adjusted, they were $25 per share, $25.50, and today it's over $100. It is $100 per share. So the stock has quadrupled. Since I wrote the book in 2011, it was a $6 billion company, small cap, when I wrote about it, and now it's a $24 billion company. No dividend yield, that means it's still a growth stock. You know, as long as stocks are growing, they pretty much need that cash to fund growth. Dollar Tree has 15,237 stores. You know, that's half of what McDonald's. McDonald's has 37,000 stores worldwide. Dollar Tree has 15,000 stores now. What a great growth story that Dollar Tree has been. Dollar Tree has reported earnings this morning. They beat by a penny. They beat on revenue. And they had comparable store sales of 2.4%, up 2.4%, which shows that, you know, they're growing not only organically, but by building new stores. And by the way, the other one, Dollar General, their main competitor, look at that stock today. We own Dollar General in the dividend. This one does pay a dividend. It pays a 1% dividend yield. Look at Dollar General today hitting a new all-time high at 9.5%. DG, decomposed granite. I think I sent out a buy on Dollar General. I know I did within the last week, saying this stock looks really, really good. It's still very buyable, even though I already own it for clients here at Gunderson Capital. It's still very, very buyable. You know, as you drive, I had to drive this past Saturday. I kind of went the backcountry way up to Columbia, South Carolina, which is the capital city here. It's about a two-hour drive, and I went the back way through a lot of little small towns, and a lot of these small towns, the only store in town, is Dollar General, right? Paul, I'm sure you've seen that. We have a lot of Dollar Generals down here in the South. They operate 15,000 stores. Also, Dollar Tree tends to be more, Dollar General is very much in the rural areas, and I would say Dollar Tree is much more in the city area. Dollar Tree probably pays a lot higher rent in the kind of areas that they're in as opposed to Dollar General, but they've both been big winners over the years. And I still own, I own Dollar Tree in the buy and hold ultra growth portfolio, and I own Dollar General in the dividend and growth portfolio. So we'll make those two featured stocks of the day. Dollar General, Dollar Tree. Visit one today. You know, I have had, I've gone to these stores and you get a shopping cart, and pretty soon that shopping cart, you got 55, 60 things in there. You know, before you know it, because you're saying to yourself, ah, what the heck? That's a hammer. I can get a hammer for a dollar. You can never have too many hammers, or a pair of scissors, or some screwdrivers. Or how about, I even got a ribeye steak one time for a dollar, and it tasted like the bottom of my shoe. You know, it wasn't so good, but it was only a dollar. And that's kind of the mentality that you go in there with. One other one here that's having a big day today, you pointed it out, kind of along the same lines, it's a big discounter, Burlington Stores, which we've owned in the past, and looks like I sold that one too soon. It's up 16% today, up $27 per share. Burlington Stores, I remember when it was Burlington Coat Factory, and they took it private. I want to say Bain Capital or one of those, and then they brought it public again. And wow, that stock hitting a new high. And then one other one of these discounters, must be discount day today, Five Below having a pretty good day. That's another one that I sold recently. I didn't like the way it was trading, but it's up 6.9%. Anyways, whether you're looking for emerging growth stocks out there on the frontier, these companies hoping to grow up to be a small cap or a mid cap or even a large cap someday, or if you're in that ultra growth category, some of the fastest growing stocks in the world today, or if you like to tone down the risk a little bit and stick more with the large caps where the action really has been focused for the last few years, these big cap large companies that are still growing at superior rates. Because, you know, you go down the safety, you step up the safety a little bit, you get into the dividend-paying stocks, the Apples and Microsofts of the world, not these 6% pieces of junk. And if your stomach just can't take it at all, Paul, you've got the Mylanta over there with the bond portfolio, which hit a new all-time high yesterday. It's just steady as she goes. It's the rabbit versus the hare, or the tortoise versus the hare. And you can blend these portfolios, you can mix them, but all of them have the same strategy to find the very best that we can possibly find and manage them very actively. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, and have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.